time now for KJAN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today brought to you by WNS Appliance in downtown Atlantic. Here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Not too bad. Not too bad. Warm and muggy again today. 72 degrees outside right now. A little cooler than it was this time yesterday, but it's still going to be a warm, muggy one out in the Nishna Valley here this afternoon. Kendall Warren is in with us here this morning as we get started. He'd like to tell us today about W&S Appliance. How's Kendall this morning?
Very good, Jim. Thank you.
Good.
Excuse me. Got 4 used electric ranges, 1 used gas range. Still have that older chest freezer, 18 cubic foot. Works good. $85 will buy it. 5 used refrigerators. Good. 3 used built-in dishwashers. Been through the shop in very good condition. Several used gas and electric clothes dryers. Got in a matched washer dryer set in good condition. Still have that used power vent natural gas water heater and one small air conditioner in the 6,000 BTU range. Do have a few dehumidifiers in stock, a few air conditioners in stock. These are new ones and have more on the way. Water heaters, gas, and electric. We deliver, install, haul the old heater away, and of course, take care of that service later if it's needed. Full line of freestanding ranges on display in gas and electric. And of course, a full line of built-in cooking appliances are available on special order. Jim?
Excellent. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. Yeah, hot, humid conditions yesterday and more of that today. It's, well, we're right there in that part of summer now, aren't we? Tend to get those warm, muggy days. And you know, you don't realize how fast things can dissipate for you out in these warm conditions like this, even when it's, you know, it doesn't have to be 130 degrees outside. If you have high humidity, it can feel a little bit rough out there. As a matter of fact, I was looking through some information through this website called Pet Place. It deals with animals. And when you start to factor in the humidity, you can get some pretty good stuff. In fact, you can get a heat index of 105 degrees with an air temperature of only 90 and the humidity around 70%. The humidity level really ratchets that up pretty rapidly. But yeah, I guess that's where I was going this morning is, you know, we tend to take care of ourselves. We're going to watch out for ourselves. We're going to take maybe a bottle of water or something with us if we're going to be outside for an extended period of time. We're going to take care of us, you know, finding some shade and whatever else. But, you know, what about the animals that we have around us too, whether it's, you know, just in the home or on the farm? Do your animals spend a significant amount of time outside? Do you know what their conditions are like? Because they react largely the same way we do when it comes to those kinds of things, and it can be very difficult for them. And heat-related illnesses like heat stroke, heat exhaustion, heat cramps, those all can occur in all mammals. And that includes your pets, the farm animals, and what have you. Those animals that are most at risk are typically what you'd expect, because it's the same in humans as it is largely in pets, too. Puppies and kittens, maybe up to 6 months of age, the young ones. And the older ones, the geriatric pets, large breed dogs that are over 7 years of age, or small breed dogs that are over 14 years of age. Cats that are older than 12 years old are more susceptible to the heat and humid conditions. Pets who might be overweight, pets who overexert during work or exercise. You've all seen it. You take the pet out somewhere. You take the dog out for a run. Give him a little walk. Give him some exercise. Not only does he run around, he's always trying to please you. And he does that sometimes pretty hard. So they don't realize that they're getting overexerted until it's too late. Pets who are ill or maybe on certain medications. Also, brachycephalics. It's a tough word. One of those medical terms. Brachycephalic pets. It's something like that. Anyway, those are the dogs that have kind of the pug noses. Pugs, bulldogs, that type of thing, where their skulls are a little bit flatter and not as pronounced with the long nose as some others. Pets with a history of airway obstruction, those types of pets, they can struggle a lot quicker in these types of things too. And those with fever, dehydration, heart disease, or just poor circulation in general. So, you know, largely, it's the same type of things that deal with humans as well. Those who struggle a little bit with the heat anyway are going to have a hard time in the heat and humid conditions. Now, if you're going to prevent those kinds of things, too, they do suggest that you use precautions to avoid heat injury during these conditions with your pets. Now, if temperatures are greater than 100 degrees, no matter what the humidity is, but you also want to use precautions when you're around 90 or more, too. If the heat index is greater than 72, then at-risk breeds, you want to start taking precautions. And if the heat index is greater than 75, you should absolutely use precautions for the at-risk breeds. Now, the precautions that you should use include a lot of the things you would think would be pretty much common sense. Keep your pets in well-ventilated areas. Make sure you provide exercise early in the morning or late in the evening, you know, the coolest times of the day. It is important for those animals to get their exercise, too, but, you know, take them outside in times when it's a little bit nicer. Because you know what? If you're going to go out and walk the dog, not only is it nicer weather for them, it's nicer weather for you, too. Also, you want to minimize that exercise in that extremely hot and humid weather. Do not leave your pet in a car for any reason at any time. Not a good idea any time, but especially in the hot conditions like that. If you just think that you're doing the pet a favor by cracking the window an inch or two, just think about it this way. Would you want to be sitting in that car with the window cracked an inch or two? Probably not. A little tough. Keep pets in the house in a comfortable environment during extreme weather conditions if possible. And of course, you want to limit the sun exposure during those midday hours when it's so incredibly brutal out there. Give your pet plenty of fresh water and leave the water in a shady area. That's the other side, too. Yeah, you may, before you go to work in the morning, change the water for the pet, but if it's outside and it's sitting in direct sunlight, would you want to drink that warm water? Your pet probably doesn't think too much of it either. So watch for those things. You know, for a sudden high temperature change, give your pet time to acclimate, the same way we do. Many cases of heat illness occur in the spring when your pet isn't yet used to the new temperatures, when all of a sudden you get those steep rises. It affects them the same way it affects us. You know, if you're traveling to a hotter climate, allow several days to become acclimated before allowing any vigorous exercise for the pet. You always want to work up to those things gradually. And, of course, ensure that puppies and kittens drink adequate amounts of liquids, too, so that they are getting themselves plenty cooled from the inside. You know, and if you do have an animal that does spend a lot of time outside, if you have a pet outside, maybe in a dog run or fenced up in the backyard, perhaps tied down in the backyard during the day while you're gone, is there access to shade? And just because there's shade in the morning doesn't mean there'll be shade in the afternoon. Make sure they have adequate shade all day long and enough water to get them through as well. You know, they're susceptible to all the same things we are. It's kind of tough out there for them. And then in addition to that, Iowa State University Extension and Outreach, they sent out some information yesterday afternoon as well that they were hoping we could share. And that's basically dealing with cattle in these kind of conditions, too. It's not just your pets at home, but also the animals out on the farm. And they throw out 5 steps to avoid heat stress in the herd. And number one is just to plan ahead. You know, after the cattle get hot, it's too late to prevent any problems. So you want to make sure you're planning ahead when the conditions get a little bit stifling like they have been here these last few days. Also, don't work with cattle when it's hot. Finish working cattle early, like before 9 or 10 in the morning in the summer. And remember that during a heat wave, it is best not to work cattle at all. And number 3 would be to provide plenty of fresh, clean water. When it's hot and humid, consuming water is the only way that cattle can cool down. So you want to make sure the water flow is sufficient to keep the tanks full and ensure that there's enough space at the water tanks. You need 3 inches of linear space per head. So introduce new water tanks before a heat event occurs so that the cattle know where they are, too. If you're going to throw some extra ones out there, make sure they can find them. Number 4 would be to feed 70% of your ration in the afternoon. Heat from the fermentation in the rumen is the primary source of heat for cattle. When cattle are fed in the morning, the peak temperature production occurs during the heat of the day when they can't get rid of it. So by feeding 70% of the ration in late afternoon, the rumen heat production occurs later when it's cooler. And also to help provide ventilation, shade, sprinklers, things like that. The environmental temperatures compound the heat load for cattle during a heat wave, so you want to remove objects that are obstructing natural air movement. Indoor cattle will benefit from shade provided by the building, as long as the ventilation is good. Outdoor cattle will benefit from sprinklers to help cool them off, and you always want to make sure cattle are used to sprinklers before you use them during a heat wave, too. You know, particularly this time of the year when we get so hot and humid like this, it's not just the cattle out on the farm, but we have so many animals that are heading off to county fairs and things, too, which is stressful enough for those animals, but then you tie in the heat and humid conditions and things, too. It is a real chore for a lot of the young 4-H'ers and FFA members who are spending so much of their time at the county fair, just making sure that the animals are as comfortable as possible. Penned up animals, they tend not to do a whole lot, but you still have to keep them nice and cool. A lot of fans, misters, things like that, lots of cool water. So it is a chore for everyone this time of the year. And make sure that you are prepared for the conditions, because it's not going to change anytime soon. It's that humid time of the year. I'll turn things back over to Kendall Warren. He'd like to tell us a little bit more this morning about W&S Appliance. Kendall?
Thank you, Jim. Got freezers chesting upright from pipes, including 22 cubic feet, and most of those are in stock for quick delivery or pickup. Got dishwashers, Whirlpool, Maytag, KitchenAid, and LG, built-in and convertible portable. Very, very good selections of refrigerators in stock of various brands, colors, and models. And, of course, as usual, top trade-ins on any clean, used, working refrigerator at W&S Appliance. Washers and dryers, top load and front load. Whirlpool, Maytag, Amana, and LG with tub sizes up to 5.2 cubic foot. We also offer Speed Queen washers and dryers that have a 3-year parts, labor, and in-home warranty service on both the washer and the dryer. In addition, there's 5 years on the washer motor and 15 years on the washer transmission. Speed Queen has introduced some new models out, and they have upped that warranty from 3 to 5 years, and that also is a complete 100% warranty. Stop and see us at W&S and try to do it today. Jim?
Excellent. Thank you, Kendall. I noticed that last night, too. Walked out the door, and of course, it was in the shade. I thought, oh, well, it's not quite so bad out here. And I walked a little further and was in the sun, and then walked out a little further and started to exert a little bit, and you realize, oh no, it's starting to get warm pretty rapidly too. Just stepping outside the door doesn't always give you that full impression of what it's like outside, so be prepared for that. And again, we're obviously a lot smarter than the animals around us too, so we know to prepare and be ready for those things. Help them out as best you can. Hey, you go out and make it a great day, and God bless America.